When the first modern convenience food debuted in 1954, it was a real help to the harried homemaker. She could cook a TV dinner in just 30 to 45 minutes.
This turkey is delicious, and the slices are bigger. Why, you brought home the best frozen dinner we ever had.
Well,
by the 1980s, microwaves zapped meals in 7 to 8 minutes, but today even that isn't fast enough.
I feel like I have less than zero time outside of essential life survival.
For Birmingham attorney Suzanne Ash, 10 and 12 hour workdays are common. And at home, she's constantly chasing after her two preschoolers.
But I eat at my desk, breakfast and lunch a lot of times because I don't have time to do breakfast at home while I'm getting the kids out the door.
So Ash is always looking for ways to save time when it comes to food.
Some kind of directions.
On this day, she's trying one of the hottest new products out of Canada, the 5-Minute Chef Meal. It hit shelves in the United States this month, so Ash is one of the first here to try it.
Oh, so I took the heating pad off. Okay, that's all right.
Bypassing the oven, even the microwave, this meal warms itself up in its own box, anywhere, using technology the U.S. government developed to feed soldiers during the Gulf War.
Wow, it is hot.
But is it any good?
It's really not bad. The noodles taste overcooked. I think overall it's a little bland. I didn't expect it to be really great tasting, so it's not a big disappointment. I mean, I think it's definitely edible.
Not exactly a glowing recommendation, but that probably won't faze the manufacturer and others like it who are rushing new convenience foods to market. They're responding to changing family demographics, says Keisha Harris, a registered dietitian and W.K. Kellogg Foundation Food and Society Fellow.
We have a very small proportion of families that actually convene on a regular basis to eat meals. So mom may be eating in the kitchen and dad may be eating at the television, and about 50% of their teenagers are going to be eating at the computer.
And then there's the car. 20% of all meals today are consumed in the car, leading to the rise of so-called handheld foods that don't drip, spill, or stick. One example that raised eyebrows when it was test marketed in the northeastern U.S. is Breakaway Foods' line of incredible brands, including scrambled eggs and mac and cheese in push-up tubes.
It was in a package that was shaped like an old push-up ice cream bar.
William Roberts is business editor of Prepared Foods magazine.
And you put it in the microwave for however long, I think it was like 90 seconds. You pulled it out, and then you had like a little stick that you put it one in, and you just pushed it out the other end.
But the push-up tube was a flop with consumers. It was too messy, and they couldn't pepper their eggs. Robert says failures are common.
I would guesstimate on a conservative side at 50% will fail and will be off the shelf within a year.
Although overall food sales are flat, convenience foods are selling at a pretty fast clip, led by products like the drinkable yogurt, Go-Gurt, and Campbell's Soup at Hand. Production of handheld foods is growing at an annual rate of 8%, and sales could reach $2.5 billion a year by 2004, thanks in part to colorful packaging and catchy television advertising, says University of Alabama Birmingham nutrition professor Beth Kitchen.
It's all marketing. No matter how intelligent a consumer is, I think a lot of us really fall for that sort of stuff because we want that edge. But so many of these things are so expensive and they're not going to be of any additional benefit. But people go for it.
Meanwhile, manufacturers are cooking up new convenience foods that they hope consumers will go for in the coming months. The menu includes hot Orida French fries from vending machines. And for those health-conscious parents, the I Love Veggies Turkey Kit, which offers kids meatless veggie turkey slices, crackers, and cheese. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.